morning, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with national news, a person has died after being struck by a train at Dumbledonge station yesterday evening. Police say the 55-year-old was killed at the scene around 7:45pm. Train services between Mersch and Luxembourg were suspended, with replacement buses put in place. An autopsy has been ordered by the public prosecutor. Defence and Transport Minister Ulrike Bax will be in Berlin today and tomorrow for a series of engagements the ministry has announced. Today, the minister will attend the Berlin Security Conference, where discussions are expected to centre on issues such as Luxembourg-Germany cooperation and the ongoing provision of military support to Ukraine. It's official, global pop icon Robbie Williams will return to Luxembourg next summer for a massive open-air show at Lux Expo on the 6th of July. The singer last played here in 2023 when he performed two sold-out nights back-to-back. To mark the announcement, RTL Today Radio has a pair of Golden Circle tickets to give away today. Just listen to the lunchbox with Stephen Steps Low between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for details. In other news, Japan has warned its citizens in China to be careful of their surroundings and to avoid big crowds amid a diplomatic row over Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's comments on Taiwan. The fallout hit Tokyo stocks, which fell more than 3% today, as the diplomatic spat weighed on sentiment. The feud between China and Japan was ignited by Takaichi's suggestion that Tokyo could intervene militarily in any attack on Taiwan. And US lawmakers are set to advance a bill forcing the release of government records on sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. President Donald Trump agreed to the release following mounting Republican support. Lawmakers argue the public deserves answers in a case with over 1,000 alleged victims, while pro-Trump activists insist the files will expose Democrats and other powerful figures long shielded from scrutiny. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.lu. Turning now to sport, in cricket news, veteran pace ace Mark Wood unleashed a fiery spell in the nets today in encouraging signs for England after an injury scare during a pre-Ashes warm-up match last week. The 35-year-old thundered down at what appeared to be top speed off his full run after a tentative start in the tour's first training session at Perth Stadium ahead of the opening test against Australia on Friday. And in football news, in last night's World Cup qualifiers, Northern Ireland edged Luxembourg 1-0 with a penalty before half-time. It's now 6 defeats in a row in 6 games for Luxembourg, who will look to bounce back against Malta in March. Northern Ireland advanced to the World Cup playoffs. For more sports stories, check out today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It will remain cold and dry despite some sunny spells this morning. Watch out for slippery roads due to morning frost. Temperatures will only rise to highs of 4 to 6 degrees in the afternoon. Currently in Luxembourg City, it's 1 degree.